What's going on, y'all? Susilario Hernandez here. I'm here at work, and just wanted to share some thoughts with you guys. It's kind of like a video log. I hardly ever do these types of things, but I just kind of felt I just wanted to share some stuff with you guys, and just kind of random stuff that's on my mind and what's going on. So obviously, I'm at work. It's been getting really busy for me. They asked me to, you know, work extra, which is kind of good because we all know that the stock market is down right now, and the more we work, the more we earn, the more we can put away for retirement. So that's good for us. Since I'm young, since it's down, this is the best, you know, one of the best times to invest in the stock market through good growth stock mutual funds. And this opportunity to be able to work more is helping us do that. And I'm thrilled for that. So my wife reminds me, you know, hey, this is a blessing from God, you know. And my wife is so awesome, man. I just want to take a moment to you know, say how awesome she is. If you're watching this, babe, I love you so much. Thank you for sticking with me and for being my wife and going on this journey with me together and with our daughter and our children. But yeah, so man, we're able to invest in the stock market, and I'm getting a lot of knowledge about this stuff. Before, I didn't know hardly anything about investing or anything like that. And we have a financial advisor. We're not in debt. We don't owe any money. That is super awesome. It's super freeing to not owe anything to anybody. I had a ton of student loans that I paid off. I have a degree in music, and I deferred my student loans after I graduated college for several years. Like, the total amount was like maybe $26,000 that I borrowed. And by the time we started paying it off, it turned out to be, it grew to $50,000 almost. So we paid all that off. We don't owe anybody any money. The only thing we paying off is our home. And we're following the Dave Ramsey baby steps, which is, there's 7 steps in the Dave Ramsey plan. And we're following that. We're on steps 4, 5, and 6. You can look him up. He's got 1 million followers on YouTube. Dave Ramsey, 7 baby steps. Look that up, and you'll see the plan that we're working on right now. Let's see what else. Been able to spend some time with my daughter. I know I'm noticing that I don't have to be so worried as much that I'm away from home a lot. I mean, I'm home in the afternoon sometimes, but for the most part, I'm always working. And I would always think that because I'm spending a lot of time away from home, that I'm not spending the necessary time that I need with my kids or with my family. But I'm starting to realize that any time that I have at home, I need to be at home and nowhere else. Like, I need to be with them, spending time with them, not on my phone, not working on programming challenges, you know, not doing live videos. Because in a child's mind, I found this out from Meg Meeker. She has a book called Hero for dads, for fathers, and she's a pediatrician, and she's studied parents for years, 30 plus years, and she's saying that in a kid's mind, that any little bit of time is amplified. Like if you spend like 5 minutes, it turns into like 5 days for them. You know what I'm saying? It's amplified. So as a husband and a father, I don't have to worry anymore about that because I'm spending time with them. I have the necessary time. Say if it's a day, I could spend the whole day with my daughter and my wife, and that amplifies the time for my daughter. So I'm learning that. I read the Bible. I don't know if you guys know that. I believe that Jesus Christ, you know, believe in Jesus Christ. He died for my sins. Yada, yada, yada. If y'all don't believe that, you know, it's up to you. I mean, I don't force it on anybody, but I have a Bible right here, and I'm reading it. I have a commentary of the Gospels. I'm looking at the book of John. So right here is the book of John. This is a commentary that kind of goes over, like, the Gospel. Because I used to read the Bible a lot and didn't have any commentaries or any knowledge from, you know, scholars of the Bible, and so I'm kind of just going through that, reading on that. programming challenges. I'm working on getting through those programming challenges. I'm on chapter 6. I'm almost done. I have like two more, 19 and 20 at this point from chapter 6. And then I'm going to start chapter 7. I plan to do the whole book, like all the programming challenges from all the book. And this is just specifically mostly for my knowledge and being able to share it with others. That's why I'm doing this. And I'm noticing that some people want tutoring and stuff like that. If you want tutoring, I have a, you can book an appointment with me on some of the days that I may have off, and it's usually in the evenings. Sometimes I just have one day off, and you know, you have to kind of try to find that slot. And if you go to my website, you'll see need a tutor. If you click on that, and it's on the menu, so if you click need a tutor, you can get a tutor like that from me. I mean, you can get tutoring from me, you know, based on an appointment time. So you just find an appointment time. You have to put a credit card for a to hold your appointment slot. And there's a cancellation fee in there. You can see all that information in there. But that's what I'm doing for tutoring. I like what I do. I enjoy doing this my podcast. I enjoy sharing things. I enjoy the YouTube video. My subscriber base is growing. I've started it in 2015. And it took me 9 years. No, sorry. 5 years. 4 to 5 years to finally get 2,000 subscribers, which some people, it's kind of like, oh, that takes too long. I mean, I don't care. You know what I mean? At first, I would care because I was needing to make money and all this stuff. But then I'm just, it's kind of like a side thing to do because I have an original source of income from what I'm doing now. And if you don't know, I truck drive for a living. I haul hazardous material in the state of Texas for a living. That's what I do. And I've been doing that since 2011 when I finished my music degree. I tried teaching. I taught and I substitute taught for several years before I finished my degree. And then I started teaching. I taught in an elementary school music for about 8 months. Decided that wasn't for me, so I just went to, you know, to truck driving because it was a way to make money at the time. Everybody needed truck drivers. I mean, it's a skill that you learn to be able to make money, you can make good money. Don't get me wrong. Like, in fact, I think I'm making more at right now in this profession as opposed to what I was making as a teacher. But I do like teaching. You know, a one-on-one basis. I like one-on-one basis or a small group setting or something like that. I tutored for several years in college. I tutored piano. I tutored music theory, and I love to do this stuff. So I have a degree, and if you're looking to get a degree, my advice would be get a degree in a field that's going to earn you money when you finish college. Don't get a useless degree. Don't get something like that it's hard to get a job in. Like, get engineering, there's tons of jobs. Computer science, there's a lot of jobs. You can, the medical field, you can always be a nurse. You can always find a job as a nurse or as a dental assistant, or I don't know, a pharmacist or whatever. You know, you can do that. A teacher, you can be a teacher. You may not be a teacher in the town that you're at because all the spaces are filled, but you can always look in different places if you like. I mean, if you want to do that profession. Yeah, so if you're going to do it, try not to go into debt. Like, start, get on a budget right now. Get on a budget, a written budget. Put all your money at the top and minus all your expenses until you have a zero-based balance. Tell all your money where to go. If you don't do that, you're going to wonder where it went, and you're going to be like, I had all this money, now it's gone. It's gone because you didn't have any control over it. You went compulsively spending, and you don't have any money left at the end of the month because you spent all your money. Get on a budget. That's the necessary step that you need to take to be able to build wealth in the future and to be able to pay for your college. And also, you do not need to graduate from the most prestigious school to be able to have a successful career. You don't. Like, it's shown. There's a national study of millionaires done by Chris Hogan. 10,000 millionaires were studied, and a huge percentage of them graduated from public school. You know, your public community college where you can get your associates. You know, you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars just to go to a prestigious school just to get that piece of paper. Point is, get the piece of paper, know your knowledge, know your skill, and you can get a job. So you don't really have to borrow money. Like, there's several people that work and go to college at the same time, and you think you're going to miss out. Really, are you really going to miss out on stuff? half, not even half the time you're spent studying, the rest you're spent socializing or partying or whatever. Why not use that time to work to pay for your college? And then once you finish, you ain't got to worry about debt. That's an awesome place to start, because you don't owe any money. You can save relatively quickly to get a car, a good used car. You can save relatively quickly to put a down payment for your home and then pay it off in 4 to 5 years, because you don't owe any money. You're able to put more to that house to pay it off. You got a car, you got a home, you got a good, successful career. You don't owe any money. Now, at that point, you can have a good foundation to start building wealth. You put into retirement. Maybe you don't want to do that career. Maybe you can retire at 55. You know, just invest aggressively until then. You know, or whatever. Or you can do the job that you like forever until you drop. You know what I mean? Some people love their job enough to, because they don't even want to quit. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. So I'm just rambling about stuff. So we've got 11 minutes. Yeah. So yeah, I'm here at work. I'm blessed. It's a good day. Another topic that I can talk about is opposition. Opposition in people and dealing with people at the workplace, at your school, at your college, your family members. It's a part of life. Like, I'm learning that it's a part of life. There's going to be difficult people. There's going to be people that don't like you. There's going to be people that like you. And we have to learn how to deal with all those different types of people. And one of the ways we learn how to do that is we put ourselves in those situations where we no longer need to be afraid. So if you feel like nervous that you're going into a situation where you know you're going to have to be social or whatever, put yourself in that situation. That's the only way we're going to learn how people are. And that's the only way we can learn how to deal, like handle them. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way we can learn how to deal with difficult people, is if we're encountering difficult people, you know, in those experiences. So don't be afraid to go out and put, like, for me, I'm the type of person that likes to be at home, chilling, watching movies, don't go nowhere, don't see anybody, I'm fine by myself. But I'm slowly learning that I can't be like, it's okay to be like that, but every now and then go out into society and talk to people and you know, see how people are, like, especially in the workplace. You're going to deal with people every day, every single day. So you're going to learn. You're going to learn the hard way. You're going to learn the easy way. No matter what, if you have knowledge of how to deal with people, you can do it. And my faith, I rely a lot on my faith and what I believe, like in the Bible, to help me deal with those situations. I pray to God. I ask God for, you know, for wisdom, how to deal with certain types of people that don't like me. Or whatever, I mean, or people that feel intimidated by me, or people I feel intimidated by, or people that I don't like, help me to forgive them, help me to be gracious towards them, even though I don't like them, because I'm human. I mean, everybody has these thoughts, you know, and that's just one way to how to, those are several ways on how to handle it, and that's how I handle it, to make it through the day, you know, because at the end of the day, when I go home, I don't look at them in the face. I look at my wife. I look at my family, the people that I'm providing for, I look in their face. You know, a face that looks back at me with love every day at the end of my day. I don't look at the person that doesn't like me at the end of the day. They don't have to be on my mind. All I got to do when I'm at work, I got to work, do the best I can, communicate with people, work alongside people that I don't like. And at the end of the day, I get to go home and forget about it. You know, and ask God to help me with that wisdom. By the time I'm ready to go for the next day. It's every day, every day, every day. I mean, it's consistent. It's always going to happen. There's no getting around it. There's no way to get away from it. You know, so bottom line is I work to provide for my family. I work for them. I work for you guys. I mean, I work on for videos for YouTube so you guys can learn on whatever you're doing, and to help me learn also, because this is what I'm learning. I mean, I'm wanting to do a career change later in the future. To this, so I mean, it may take a little bit of time, but the point is, I'm putting in the work right now, no matter how long it takes, because I like to do it. You know what I mean? Maybe I might have my own software company or whatever. I don't know, something like that. But and then two, the money that I'm making right now, it's being put to good use. I don't, like I said, I don't owe the banks any money. I can save money relatively quick. You know, I'm in the process of owning a home. You know, being a homeowner, possibly being a landlord, you know, stuff like that. And it's possible. I mean, it's never too late to start either. Like, I think I had a late start, you know, because I'm, you know, close to 40, you know, close to 45 or whatever. But I mean, age, it doesn't matter. When it gets to the point where it's like, okay, I'm not young. So what? I have this time now to look forward to a better future. You know, so why not? What's wrong with that? Society always tells us, oh, you got to be a certain age to do this. You got to be a certain age to do that. Those are all myths and lies that people are telling you. That's what happens when we listen to society. We listen to society, we end up not growing. We end up staying stagnant where we're at because we're listening to what everybody else says. Stay focused. You know how a horse has blinders on the side, so you don't look. He doesn't look on the side. He looks only straight. That's what we need. We need those, our focus, to be focused on what we're doing. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. Thanks for listening to this podcast, to this video. Much appreciation. You can check out my links if you want to support me, or if you just want to follow me on Twitter or whatever. I'm usually on YouTube or sometimes on Facebook on my personal account. You can leave me a comment, a contact on my website, on a contact form. You can send me an email. Let me know what you think, whatever. But thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. I appreciate y'all so much. Much respect and much love. Have a good one. Bye.